Hey everybody, Nick Espinoza, your chief security fanatic here. And in science news, water batteries are here. And they actually have more capacity for energy than lithium cells. Now, this is coming from Interesting Engineering, and this is really interesting engineering, and here's what's going on. Researchers in China have developed a water-based battery, which they claim to be much safer and more highly energy efficient than basically non-aqueous lithium batteries, which are highly flammable. Interestingly enough, the researchers say that these new batteries will be twice as energy dense as traditional lithium ion options. So obviously, this holds a ton of potential to revolutionize the battery industry, large batteries, electric vehicles, all that kind of stuff. On top of this, aqueous batteries, which is what we're talking about here, or aqueous batteries, use water as the solvent for electrolytes. Therefore, the safety is much improved. Traditional non-aqueous lithium ion batteries have a high energy density, but their safety is compromised due to flammable organic electrolytes. That's a component that allows the battery to charge and discharge, essentially. And we've all seen the news articles where, you know, the fire rages out of control because a Tesla caught on fire, and it takes the fire department like 50,000 gallons of water to put this out. Water batteries don't have any of these issues. On top of this, water batteries, though, however, I should say, generally have a lower energy density due to the limited solubility of the electrolyte and low battery voltage. But researchers in China have developed a high energy density aqueous battery based on halogen multi-electron transfer. Now, this is a research group led by Professor Li Xiangfeng from the Dalian Institute of Chemical Physics of the Chinese Academy of Sciences in collaboration with Professor Fu Qiang's group from DICP. They developed basically a multi-electron transfer cathode based on both bromine and iodine as essentially the components there. Now, this cathode that they created achieved a specific capacity of more than 840 ampere hour per liter and an energy density of up to 1200 watt hour per liter based on this cathode in full battery testing. And this was a study that was then published in Nature Energy. This apparently is much more dense and much more capable than its exact lithium ion counterpart. So when researchers tested their electrolyte basically with vanadium, anode, they found the battery's life could also be extended to 1,000 cycles. Now, the reason why I'm telling you that is because basically extending a battery life to have 1,000 cycles of charge, discharge, et cetera, shows that it has significant stability and therefore can be viable as a product. The scientists also mentioned that their battery energy density, quote, even exceeded that of some solid electrode materials, end quote, and could be comparable in cost to traditional lithium batteries, meaning we're not going to break the bank as this technology is being developed. They also claim that their work showcases that the aqueous batteries with high energy density can be developed. So obviously we're talking about, you know, grid scale energy options, electric vehicles, all that kind of stuff. Don't know if you're going to fit a water battery into a phone. But the point is, though, is that we've got something where we have a ubiquitous abundancy of it. We're not nearly hitting the rare earth metals and materials nearly as much as we are at lithium ion, and it's got twice the density, which is a very good thing for sustaining longer charges. And so as technology continues to improve, these are the kinds of things that we're going to see. So welcome to the future. This is really interesting. Not a big fan that authoritarian government is the one that's on top of this, but we're going to see, because obviously this is going to cause competition. And one of the biggest challenges we have right now, or competitions we have, is to perfect battery. When I can have a cell phone that I only have to charge once a year, will basically be there. And that's what everybody's working on. And the country that owns that technology is basically going to run the planet. So here's hoping it's not China, but we'll see what happens. And that is your interesting, and I do think it's interesting, science news of the week. And please like, share, follow me here on Facebook and Twitter at Nick A. ESP. And please feel free to subscribe to me at YouTube as well. And as always, stay safe, stay online, and please attempt to stay private. Thanks, everybody.